Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinya Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says perpetrators, conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack will get the fitting reply. Lok Sabha MP Supongmeran Jamir encourages students to learn about the constitution and become responsible citizens. Prime Minister Modi says alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. And government debunks fake message on Army Modernization Fund. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at a terror incident in Pahalgam which occurred on the 22nd of this month.
पीड़ित परिवारों के प्रति हर भारतीय के मन में गहरी संवेदना है भले वो किसी भी राज्य का हो वो कोई भी भाषा बोलता हो लेकिन वो उन लोगों के दर्द को महसूस कर रहा है जिन्होंने इस हमले में अपने परिजनों को खोया है मुझे एहसास है हर भारतीय का खून आतंकी हमले की तस्वीरों को देखकर खौल रहा है पहलगाम में हुआ ये हमला आतंक के सरपरस्तों की हताशा को दिखाता है
The Prime Minister stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism. He said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger, and tourists were increasing at a record rate. Prime Minister Modi said that condolences are continuously pouring in from all over the world following the terror attack. He said global leaders have called him up and written letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. Mr. Modi was pleased to note that April marks 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhata satellite. He observed that India is leading the most cost-effective but successful space program in the entire world.
आज भारत एक ग्लोबल स्पेस पावर बन चुका है। हमने एक साथ 104 सैटेलाइट का लॉन्च करके रिकॉर्ड बनाया है। हम चंद्रमा के साउथ पोल पर पहुंचने वाले पहले देश बने हैं। भारत ने मार्स ऑर्बिटर मिशन लॉन्च किया है और हम आदित्य L1 मिशन के जरिए सूरज के काफी करीब तक पहुंचे हैं आज भारत पूरी दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव लेकिन सक्सेसफुल स्पेस प्रोग्राम का नेतृत्व कर रहा है दुनिया के कई देश अपने सैटेलाइट्स और स्पेस मिशन के लिए इसरो की मदद लेते हैं
Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that India is going to scale new heights. Mr. Modi informed that India is also working on the Venus orbiter mission, Chandrayaan 4 and Mars lander mission. The Jawahar Balmanch JBM Nagaland organized its state camp at Heka Coaching Center Kohima under the theme Know Your Constitution. Lok Sabha MP and Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee President S. Supongmeran Jamir, a special guest, encouraged the students to learn about the constitution and become responsible citizens. National Coordinator and JBM in charge for Nagaland, Manoj Datta, delivering the inaugural address, highlighted the importance of educating the youth about their rights and duties under the Constitution. The camp was also graced by the presence of AICC Secretary in charge of Nagaland, Christopher Tilak, while National Coordinator and in charge of training for JBM, Yogesh Sharma, was the resource person. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while touching on disaster management, opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He told listeners of Mann Ki Baat that they can now get help from a special app on their mobile called Sachet app during any natural disaster like flood, cyclone, landslide, tsunami, forest fire and avalanche. The app has been developed by National Disaster Management Authority. This app also provides information in regional languages. The Prime Minister encouraged listeners to take advantage of this app and share their experiences. He also drew attention to a science center at Dantewada in Chhattisgarh. He said that Dantewada was earlier only known for violence and unrest, but now the science center has become a new ray of hope for children and their parents.
छत्तीसगढ़ के दंतेवाड़ा का विज्ञान केंद्र आजकल सबका ध्यान खींच रहा है कुछ समय पहले तक दंतेवाड़ा का नाम केवल हिंसा और अशांति के लिए जाना जाता था लेकिन अब वहां एक साइंस सेंटर बच्चों और उनके माता पिता के लिए उम्मीद की नई किरण बन गया है। इस साइंस सेंटर में जाना बच्चों को खूब पसंद आ रहा है। वे अब नई नई मशीनें बनाने से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग करके नए प्रोडक्ट बनाना सीख रहे हैं। उन्हें 3D प्रिंटर्स और रोबोटिक कारों के साथ ही दूसरी इनोवेटिव चीजों के बारे में जानने का मौका मिला है।
Mr. Modi also spoke about the Champaran Satyagraha of 1917, which was led by Mahatma Gandhi. He said that 108 years ago, in the months of April and May, a unique battle for independence was being fought in the country. The British were forcing the farmers to grow indigo in Bihar. Mr. Modi noted that the Champaran Satyagraha was the first big experiment by Bapu in India, and the entire British rule was shaken by Bapu's Satyagraha. The British has to suspend a law that forced farmers to cultivate indigo. The Prime Minister said that on the 10th of May, the anniversary of the first freedom struggle will be observed. On the 26th of April, the death anniversary of the hero of the 1857 revolution, Babu Veer Kunwar Singh, will be observed. He said that the nation has to keep the inspiration of such freedom fighters alive. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The government today said that a WhatsApp message that has been spreading across various social media platforms claiming that the government opened a bank account for Indian Army modernization is misleading. The fact-check unit of the PIB informed that the claimed message is fake. It added that the government has created the Armed Forces Battle Casualties Welfare Fund to provide immediate financial assistance to families of soldiers who have sacrificed their lives or were injured during military operations. This fund supports the welfare of battle casualties and their families and is not for modernization or purchasing weapons. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has begun the process of formally taking over the Pahalgam terror attack case following orders from the Home Ministry. NIA teams, which have been camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday, have intensified the search for evidence. In a statement, the NIA said that the teams overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorist. As the world gathers for Waves 2025 from May 1 to 4, 2025, the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit in Mumbai, India will proudly unveil the Bharat Pavilion, a vibrant tribute to the country's profound legacy of storytelling and its growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape. We have a report.
Guided by the theme of Kala to Code, the pavilion will celebrate India's spirit of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, and showcase how the country's artistic traditions have long been a beacon of creativity, harmony, and cultural diplomacy. At the core of the Bharat Pavilion are four immersive zones that will take visitors through the continuum of Indian storytelling traditions. Shruti, spotlighting oral traditions from Vedic chants and folk ballads to classical music, radio and the spoken words. Kriti, highlighting written legacies, tracing the journey from cave engravings and palm leaf manuscripts to the evolution of print media, literature and modern publishing. Drishti, exploring visual expressions from ancient dance forms, puppetry and folk theatre to India's thriving cinema, television, digital and immersive storytelling ecosystem. And Creator's Leap, showcasing the future of storytelling with cutting-edge technology. With Ankita Apte, this is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashvani News.
Eminent space scientist, former chairman of ISRO and architect of the National Education Policy, Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturirangan was cremated with full state honours in Bengaluru today. The cremation was held at 2:30 p.m. at Hebbal Cremation Centre. The 84-year-old Dr. Kasturirangan passed away in Bengaluru last Friday. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says perpetrators, conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack will get befitting reply. Lok Sabha MP Supang Maran Jamir encourages students to learn about the constitution and become responsible citizens. Prime Minister Modi says alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. And government debunks fake message on Army Modernization Fund. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.